Producing a musical is obviously not an easy feat. There are lots of moving parts and things to consider. But one point of consistency is that every rehearsal starts with vocal warm-ups like what you're hearing now. This is the group of students partaking in the 2022 UNO Summer Musical Theater Academy. If you've spent any time around teenagers in the past year or so, you may have noticed that they've adopted some clothing trends from decades ago, specifically the 80s and 90s. It's fitting, then, that a group of them will be performing the 1980 musical Fame at the conclusion of the 2022 UNO Summer Musical Theater Academy. Musical director and vocal music director at Omaha South High School, Tyler Grudemeyer, says that the musical likely conjures up a lot of memories for people who grew up in the era. Vijay Orduna, who staged the production, agreed, but noted it may not be exactly what the audience is expecting.
So a lot of the music that I think people are going to associate with the movie, it's not there. A lot of those songs aren't in the show, which I think is really exciting on the one hand, but it's going to be an interesting... I'm going to enjoy watching the audience learn the new music that's in the show that they don't remember or don't know.
The UNO Summer Musical Theater Academy is a tuition-free experience that was offered for the first time this year. It features 46 high school performers and technicians and includes students from 21 Nebraska schools. Orduna is currently based in Seattle, but was originally from Omaha. He says when he was contacted about this opportunity, he was thrilled.
It's the kind of thing I love to do because youth theater is the thing I keep coming back to. Even as I work professionally with adult actors, I've always been a part of educational theater. It's a real passion of mine.
Those who remember the musical might recall that some of the show's themes are geared more towards adults than teenagers. Grudemeyer and Orduna described it as adult takes on teenage life. That hasn't slowed down any of the young performers or their dedication to the show.
And I think when you come in with that open mindset, I think kids really can wow you with what their observations and their ability to interpret the world, and especially do it musically. Like for me as a musician, to hear it musically from how they sing is quite wonderful and is really just like fills up my cup every time I get to do it with them.
There will only be three performances of the show. The first two will take place July 1st and 2nd at UNO's Black Box Theater. The third will take place on Sunday, July 3rd at the grand opening of the new Jean Leahy Mall. That places these students on a brand new stage with a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, and Grudemeyer says they've prepared not only through typical show preparation steps, but through a good amount of social and emotional learning as well.
We talked a lot about at the beginning about allowing themselves to be vulnerable and become comfortable being uncomfortable and grow through that process. And it's been really fascinating to watch how far they can grow and how fast they can grow.
All of this hard work is sure to pay off, and you can see proof of that hard work at one or several of their performances, which will culminate July 3rd at the Jean Leahy Mall Performance Pavilion at 8:30 p.m. The production will be free to the public. From the KVNO Arts Desk, I'm Bree Smith.